Welcome to the show today. Good morning in the house, Ohio. Good morning in the house, Atlanta, Georgia. In the house, California. Oh, and we cannot forget our great state of New Jersey in the house. Oh, yes, and North Carolina in the house. If you are in the house and I didn't call your state, go to our chat room, sign in, and give me your state. Oh, yes, absolutely, Nashville. Oh, my God, the wonderful, wonderful city, Nashville, Tennessee, in the house. And I'm going to tell you, it's just funny how your life takes you here, there, and everywhere. But I remember, oh, my goodness, 30 years ago, or so, maybe longer than that. Wow, now I'm really dating myself here. And 1980, yes, exactly 30 years ago. Wow, I was in Tennessee. At that point, I had no clue, not even an inkling, that I would one day be back in that state of Tennessee, and especially in the capacity that I was in back, oh, a month and a half ago, when I was there with the awesome leader of Women of Destiny, a powerful, powerful women's group that is fastly becoming a household name. Now, I know there are other groups with that same name or a similar name, and that's okay, because a lot of times titles that are common, you can't copyright. But the fact is, the group itself will establish its purpose, its character, and the things about that group. And that is one powerful group that has already is already distinguishing itself as a leader. So who else do we have in the house? If I didn't name your city, type it in or call in. You can dial in at 347-945-7991. Well, the Coach of the Lisa Show, like the song said, is on the move. And we are leaving the negative people way behind. And you should leave the negative people behind, too. Well, I want to get into good morning, good morning. That's right, it's Kiva. We also have New York. New York, New York in the house. Now, some of these individuals are on the switchboard. Some listen via the archives. They let me know later that they listen to the show. Besides, I can always go back and get the statistics on who is listening, how many people, rather, are listening to archives. But you can keep on referring your friends and your colleagues and people that you know to the show, because this show is growing and we're taking it to a whole new level. Oh my God, I just launched Kiva. You're not going to believe this, but I finally, I just launched the Dare to Dream coaching and mentoring program. Kiva, I am so excited. And I tell you, I want to thank people like yourself who have continually motivated me, and just watching, you know, how you do things, and people like, you know, newly met Mr. Vershi Walker, but before you know it, it'll be a whole year that I met him initially sometime back in March. I tell you, time flies when you're having fun. Also, other people that have helped to mentor me and people that have encouraged me and motivated me to want to continue in the work that I'm doing. But yes, I'm launching the Dare to Dream. It's a new coaching and mentoring program for people who want to live up to their full use in life. These are for people who don't want to leave the earth half used or three quarters of the way used. These are people who want to go to the brim. And as a matter of fact, they want to go over, because we know he said that it's going to be like living water spilling out of you and spilling over. And so that is where we're taking our idea from. It includes assessments to help people to know what their dream is. I just keep meeting people after people after people, and they say to me, I just don't know what my dream is. How am I to know? How do I find out what my true purpose is? So there's going to be also tools to help them develop their vision, to set goals. There will be, you will receive a planner to help you get your action steps in order. Also, you will have a journal, because part of that will be the journals for the participants to monitor their progress and to evaluate techniques so that they can see how they're doing. I tell you, I am so, so excited. This is an awesome, awesome, awesome great day. Well, networking, let's talk about networking. Oh, God is so good. Yes, he is, Kiva. Kiva, I am so excited. And, you know, and part of the reason I'm doing this is because it's very exciting to be using the gifts, all of them, that God has given you. If he's given you a gift and a talent, why not use it? And one thing, Kiva, people like you have taught me, and you've constantly, I'm telling you, you have really been major in this area. You've constantly encouraged me that, you know, you have this gift to motivate, to encourage people, and to empower them. So I said, well, there's nothing left for me to do but to start this program, Dare to Dream, and then just watch how God will take it. Also, there may be others listening. Like I know one time, Kiva, you had your friend Elaine was also listening. And so we, you know, thank God for people like that. And just, you know, our friends in Texas. Texas in the house. Awesome. Awesome. Well, you can always, you know, contact me on Facebook, Let me know what city you're in, what city you're listening from, so I can also give your city a shout-out. Okay, well, back to this topic for today, warning. You know, whenever you get a warning sign, you're like, wait a minute, I better read that. You know, I need to know what that's talking about. So we say, warning, one out of three people, believe it or not, who network, they forget to do these things. One out of three people. So that's like one, two, that person right there. One, two, that person right there. A lot of people forget to do things when they are networking. And to see the interesting thing about networking, people really didn't know that they had to learn how to do it. They didn't realize that. And so a lot of people, they just picked up whatever skills they had here, there, and everywhere, and they began to network. But you actually have to practice. You need to have a purpose. You really need to have it targeted because you want your efforts to be successful. So you really have to target your networking. You know, networking, just to give you a little intro into networking, they say, is the key to successful businesses. So what is that saying? There's so many people out here who are flagrant in their businesses. They're complaining that business isn't what it could be and business should be this and that. Yet, there are other businesses that are flourishing. Why is this? How is this possible? So people like myself and others, we want to get down to the bottom of this. We're like an investigator, a detective. We want to get to the bottom of why some businesses are successful and some are not. The same with people. I love to detect and be a detective of people. I like to get down to the bottom of why people are not being successful. Why are some people more successful when it looks like they have all the basic resources are the same, when the playing field seems to be leveled and everything seems to be standard? Why are some people failing and some people succeeding? So a lot of my shows are about that. And also the same thing with businesses. So now tomorrow on the show, excuse me, if you know anyone with a business, you want to tune in on tomorrow, because I'm going to be giving out a huge warning as to why 75% of people in businesses fail. So I'm going to be giving out the reason that 75%. So if you avoid this, your business has a better chance to succeed, all right? So good morning, good morning. Also, England also in the house. I'm sorry, Germany. Mr. J, welcome, Germany in the house. So networking, we were talking the other day, and we gave out 10 tips. I gave you a website, a business-networking-biz. And I gave out that website, and you can go to that website, and you can get awesome information about networking. And then someone had a question toward the end of the show, and I said, okay, well, I'll go do a little bit more research and give you some more tips and tools. And then as I was researching and as I was talking to people and looking at my own past experiences with networking, I realized that there are some mistakes that one out of three people make when they network. Therefore, they do not get the true benefits and the real results that they're looking for. Oh, wow, they're networking. Now, keep in mind that because businesses, if they're going to be successful, you've got to network. You may as well learn how to some tools and tricks of how to do it. Now, here's the other thing I forgot to say on Tuesday when I was talking about networking. There's no one best way. You know, there's no one way fits everybody. So all of these tips that have been given are flexible. You can adapt them to fit your needs and your purpose, which is why you need a purpose, why you need to know what is your purpose for networking. But it is absolutely very flexible. It's not like you got to do it this way. And there are a few things that we're going to give you that you have to do. No doubt about it. Everybody who wants to be successful in networking, there are some things that you absolutely have to do if you want it to be a success. But one out of three people don't do it. They just don't do it for whatever reason. I don't know. But here's something else that you got to keep in mind. You know, if you are a person who is very fearful of talking to people, you have to break out of that. And one way to break out of it is to just do it. You know, plunge in. Yes, you're fearful. It seems scary. But a lot of times, fear, think about that for a minute. Fear is not real. It's false evidence appearing real. The very thing that you're afraid of, I don't know, maybe you're afraid that if you walk up to somebody, they're going to laugh in your face, or maybe you're afraid that somebody won't respect you fully. I don't know what people are afraid of, but whatever it is, maybe you're afraid your words won't come out right. Don't worry about it. You're not going to say a whole lot anyway. We've also been talking about how it's more important to let the other person do as much of the talking as possible. And one way to do that is helping them, because sometimes they may be a little shy or they may not know what to say as well. So one way to get the other person talking, it's very simple, it's an old trick that most of us speakers use, is by asking questions. Now, this is something that I do all the time, because when I teach my students in the classroom, I need my students to talk back. So I'm always telling them, I'm always asking them questions. But that's a great way to get people to talk back. Yes, Mr. Jay Early says, fear is the success killer. So if a key to business success is networking, then a key to our personal success is getting over a lot of our fears. Getting over a lot of our fears. So here's a couple of things that people often do not do when they're networking. Number one, they don't, this is one major thing people don't do with networking that really, really hurts them, okay? They don't follow up with the networking. Yes, they go to the event. They gather a bunch of business cards. They gather a bunch of brochures. They gather a bunch of flyers and information. But they don't follow up. And so that really is like the number one problem with networking, is that people don't follow up. So one out of three people forget to do this when they're networking. And that is a definitely no-no. You have to get into the practice of following up. Now, how can you do that? Because if you're going to go to a net, I mean, some networking events actually have a fee attached to it. I've gone to networking events where there was a fee attached. So, you know, you want to make the best of your investment. If you are a business owner, I've gone to several networking events where I was also a vendor. And it cost me, you know, a couple $100 just to be a part of the vending opportunity there, and to also, it gave me a great opportunity to network with all the other vendors. But remember what we said on Tuesday, you can network anywhere. You can network in the grocery store. You can network in the line at the bank. You can network a great place where a lot of people network in your places where we go on Saturday, the beauty salon, sometimes even when we take our children. We might take them into a doctor's office or what have you. Don't underestimate any location for good networking. So once you know your purpose for networking, you can then network anywhere. And so that's another thing that people forget to do when it comes to networking. They forget to establish a purpose for their network. And then, here's the big one, they forget to make their purpose known. They forget to make their purpose and or themselves known. So an example of that would be, like for instance, when a person is engaged in a conversation with someone at the networking event. You're in conversation, and maybe you're talking about whatever. Sometimes people are just talking about some of the great times that you had, and that's all wonderful and good. But don't forget to also talk about the purpose. You know, don't forget to talk about the reason that you're there if you have a position to fill. Maybe your purpose for networking is because you want to meet some new people that you can hire in your organization. Maybe you're networking because you have a need to meet new suppliers because you want to do some competitive quoting. Whatever your purpose is, make sure that you don't get so lost in the conversation that you forget to do that. Okay. Oh, a wonderful, wonderful conversation there in the chat room. Mr. J. Early said that most people fear the word no, but as a child, it never stopped us from asking mom or dad. You got that right. I used to ask my parents on purpose, but after a while, I did tend to go more to the parent that said yes. I don't know about you, but I did that. But also, Mr. J. Early, thank you for your great, great feedback. Starbucks is also, yes, a great place to network. Wonderful. The Starbucks, absolutely. You got a lot of business-minded people. You have a lot of people that may be moving in the same direction that you are. Great place to network. There's so many places you can network. There's no excuse. And here's the thing. If you're going to be a business owner, then you have to learn how to network. Try setting a goal of just giving your business card to 10 people a day while you are out and about. You can do that as well. And so that's what we were talking about, Mr. J, on the Tuesday show. We were talking about true networking. That was kind of our topic and our theme. We were trying to go deep into networking to make networking very successful. And then I had to give an example of having attended great networking events, but yet, because no follow-up, because I didn't make my purpose and myself known, there wasn't a whole lot of fruit that came from that networking. I once attended a networking event out of New York, and 40,000 people at the event over a two-day period. That's a lot. In just 2 days, 40,000. As a matter of fact, the event is coming up the last weekend. For those of you networking gurus out there who just love to network, if the event is coming up the last Saturday and Sunday in the month of October at the Jacob Javits Center in New York City. They have an event that they've been doing now for about 5 years or so, 5 or 6 years, called the Circle of Sisters. Every company that is any company will be there, large and small. So you will have the big Anheuser-Busch-type companies, Made, all the major corporations. You will have BLS. I believe it's sponsored by BLS. Yes, it absolutely is sponsored by BLS. So you will have a very, very, very large booth. BLS will be recording there live for 2 solid days, all day Saturday, all day Sunday. You will have LIB, which is the gospel station in New Jersey, New York area. They will have a very, very large booth. It is a huge networking place. It's a great place to come and practice all that we're talking about if you're in or around the New Jersey, New York area. Well, that event is going to take place in New York City. It's very inexpensive to attend, maybe like $20 for 2 days. As a matter of fact, if you only come on Sunday, I believe you'll get in free. They have all types of business workshops and concerts going on within this humongous plate room where there's nothing but vendor, rows and rows and rows and rows of vendors. It's absolutely incredible. If you have not been, you need to come because you will network there. People come from all over the country, if not the world, to network at this event. And to get a booth, it's only about $1,500, which is very inexpensive. For 2 days, we had a booth there last year, a company that I'm with, Artists International. We had our own booth, and oh my goodness, I never gave out so many cards. I never talked to so many people. I was absolutely drained at the end of the second day, Well, the mall, when you go to shop and purchase, you know, things, especially some of us ladies, we like to go shopping at the mall, and men too. Well, the mall is another great place to network. And also, if you are a business owner, you definitely need to be able to network. You can network at the mall. Some malls will even allow you to put up a vendor table, what have you. Another great place to network is in like a business store, like an Office Max or Staples. I see sometimes the Office Depot we have not too far from my home here in New Jersey. Sometimes they'll even have a vendor with their table. They may sign you up for different things. The airport, great place to network. Business owners, sometimes you can do a vendor opportunity there, set up your table, and no matter what kind of business, don't think that the only people to do a vendor table should be a person selling jewelry or a person selling sunglasses or purses or hats. You know, we got to begin to think out of the box. So, for instance, I would love to see my sister, who has the dry cleaners in Cincinnati, I would love to see her next year. She wasn't able to do it this year, and that's okay. But I would love to see her next year at the Black Family Reunion. It's a very large event, and all the major companies like Procter & Gamble, you know, GE, all the major companies will also have a vendor table. All the major organizations like the Urban League, what have you, will have a table. Well, she can also have her table, where she can be giving out information about her business, her dry cleaning. She can even have a mailing list. Always do a mailing list at your table. Have people sign up their name. The beautiful thing about events like that is that you get to meet a lot of people, or you get to gather their information. Now you can follow up with them. You get to gather a lot in one fell swoop. Also, other businesses, let's just say you're a shoe store. What's wrong with a shoe store going to, let's say, a women's conference? Women love the conference. You know women, we love to do our conferences. We're going to probably do that until, the sky is cracked. We're going to just do that. We love to conference. Hello. Women love to get together, help each other. That's what we do. That's what we do best, and we do it well, and so, yes, we do conference. And so, we that's a great networking opportunity, though. Think about it, no matter what kind of business you have. Again, don't, reserve networking events just for people selling jewelry or people selling handbags or people selling, those type of items. Whatever business you have, if you can go, and again, you're meeting new people. That's the whole purpose of it. That's why it's considered a great networking tool. Yes, Jay in the chat room also gave out a great website for networking, themeetup.com. Excellent. I've been on their site. I've used some of their information. Meetups, they list groups that are meeting up all around the world. And if you're in that city or near that area, you can find out what group is meeting up. It may be a book review group. It may be a group meeting up because they're all mothers and they're coming together to talk about a particular issue. It may be singles. It may be couples. It's all kind of meetups, people who love to train dogs. You name it, they have a group for it. It's an international website. It's all websites are international. It's www.meetup.com. MEETUP.com. You can go there. You can find out a lot. So what else? What else are we forgetting to do as it relates to networking? So a couple of things we said so far. People are forgetting to make their purpose known. What are you there for? What do you come for? You came to meet somebody to hire them. You came to find a contract. What did you come to this particular meeting to do? Are you articulating what you're looking for and how a person can help me? For instance, if I go to a meetup group, now I'm going to articulate to some people, I'm looking for someone that needs training within their organization. If your organization need to train your staff, and you're looking for outside vendors to come in, because some companies have it as a policy where they have to have so many outside people come in and train. They may have in-house staff, but they also want outside, because sometimes people from the outside bring a different viewpoint. Sometimes they bring a fresh idea. They don't have the same perspective as your team inside. So a lot of companies will bring, and sometimes they just want some diversity and something fresh for their employees who have to see sometimes the same trainer over and over. You know how it is with your children. When you tell them the same thing over and over and over, they don't seem to get it. And as soon as a rank stranger walks up to them and tells them something, they're like, oh, yeah, hey, Mom, Dad, guess what I want to do? And you're like, I've been telling you to do that for the past 20 years. So there's the same thing at work. It's the same thing that happens on the job. They want to bring in a fresh face. So that's what I do. I articulate to the person what I want. Now, likewise, we also said that so people are, neglecting to share their purpose. They're neglecting to make it known what they're there for. So what happens is, yes, you left there giving out a lot of your business cards, but people don't know what to call you for. You know, I've done enough of that. I'm sorry. That's over for me. I'm done with that. I've done enough of that. You go out, you print up 2,000 flyers, 2,500 flyers, what have you. You go and you pass them out to everyone, but you don't get a single phone call because people really don't know what you're there for. They don't really know what to call you about. You know, I know there used to be a saying that says, it's not what you know, it's who you know. And then I was doing an interview once about 6 years ago with Mr. Preston Beckley, and he is in the career development field and career transition field, and he helps a lot of people transition from one job to another job. And he was saying that, you know, Lalisa, it's not, and this was a radio show that I did back when internet radio was really, really brand new, and it was through a company called Audio Acrobat. I don't know if any of you remember that company, but I know a lot of people think that, Blog Talk Radio is the first company of its type, but it's really not. So I was with Audio Acrobat. They came out in 2000 and I believe 2004, so about 6 years ago, because actually I will always know the date because one of my interviewees was my mother. I interviewed her. She was one of my first interviewees. I interviewed her. It was awesome. It was great. But that company has since, they're still around. They're still around. But it's not free. It's not like this. It's not free. It is a charge to it. It's called Audio Acrobat. It was very good at the time, though. And it was very inexpensive, like $20 a month. But I had this show on there. I interviewed this young man, Mr. Preston Beckley. And Mr. Beckley, the interesting thing about him, he said that, no, Lalisa, it's not just about who you know. People will say it all the time. It's not what you know. It's who you know. I hear it all the time. He says, it's even more than that. It's who knows you. So, again, for example, on the job, I know the head person. I know the CEO. Does she know me? Does she know to call on Lalisa Williams when she needs work done on a particular project? Does she know that I can handle that? And if she does know me, what does she know about me? Does she know I'm the go-to person when it comes to project planning or training or designing graphics? Whatever it is you do, I don't know. That's how you have to look at it. Sure, a lot of people may, You may know a lot of people, for that matter. I know a President Barack Obama, but does he know me? Can he call when he's ready to do training or coach or life coaching or success coaching in the White House? Does he know Lalisa J. Williams? Does he know to call me? No. So how do you get yourself known? You have to make yourself known. You have to make your purpose known to people that you want to do business with you. You have to get them to know you. Just knowing them is not going to get you a lot of, you know, it's not going to really impact your bottom line of your organization, okay? So that's why they say networking is the key to business success. But as we know, anything you do, you have to do it well in order for it to be a success. So yes, you can network all you want, but again, if you're not following some of these tips, it's not going to net you very much. So what else? So making ourselves known, and what else? What else is it that we need to stop forgetting to do while we're networking? Well, one thing people, I don't know how much people do this or not, but I'm going to mention it since the caller mentioned it on Tuesday. We got to consider what we're wearing. We got to consider our dress, okay? Appearance is important. Let's face it. Appearance is important because first impressions, hear me good, this is why what you wear is important, because first impressions, they last a long time. They last. The first impression, and that's when the person first comes into contact with you, that stays a long time for some reason. First impressions are lasting. And the other thing is this. You never get a second chance to make a first impression. So you never get to do it twice. You don't get it. Another chance, a second chance to make a first impression. So you always want your first impression to be the best impression. They may think other things of you later. They may learn other things of you later. But what's the first thing, that what they're going to remember the most is the first encounter that we had with them. So make sure we go to networking events. What we wear is critical. If it's a, let's just say, a golf alley, and that's a networking event, you're not going to go there in a ball gown. You're going to go there in some, you know, khakis, or you're going to wear those, you're going to wear a polo shirt type. You're going to dress accordingly. If you don't know what to wear, you can go online and you can find websites that will give you scenarios for any type of event that you may want to attend. Likewise, if it is a professional event, you are not going to go there in khakis and a polo shirt or a ball gown. You want to dress the part. You're going to go there. If it's professional, you're going to pretty much, for men, it's just standard to wear a suit and tie. You're only going to be in this thing for a couple of hours. So don't tell me, oh, I don't like to wear a tie and it's too hot. I don't want to hear it. You professionals, go and dress. You know, when I was doing recruiting and also working with people, I used to do interviewing skills with the AWEP program at the college back in 97. And I would tell these, and I was working with people who were in work transition. Maybe they had been unemployed for whatever reason. Their jobs might have laid them off, or they hadn't worked in a while. And we used to do job readiness skills with them. And part of job readiness was to talk about interviewing and what to wear. And I would, and people were always, you know, people, it just amazes me how people, they want the job. They want somebody to pick them out of a numerous of other applicants, but they don't want to stand out. So they want to go and do what everybody else is doing. Everybody else comes to an interview dressed down. So that's what you want to do? Okay, so you want to be like everybody else. So then why should I hire you? If I can hire anybody else, I should just hire them. You know, what's going to make you stand out? So what I'm saying is I would tell people, go to the interview dressed as if you're going to a meeting, a sales meeting, because basically you are. You're in a meeting with someone for an exchange of something. You have talents and skills to give. They're going to give you a dollar compensation, but it's not only money that they're giving. They're giving you an experience to do a particular job that is going to later become a part of your skill set, or it's going to later enhance your abilities, or it's going to give you joy and happiness because you're getting a chance to use your God-given gifts and talents. So it's more than just the money part of it. And that's why for me it was very easily for me to volunteer my services in a lot of places because it's easy for me to take out the money piece and look at all of that other stuff I get when I do it, if I was to go work somewhere. And so networking, you know, it's important what you wear. Why? First impressions are lasting. You never get a second chance to make a first impression. So go there. Now, for ladies, okay, for men, it's easy. Okay, yes, suit and tie. Right? Again, you may say, well, you know, everybody else is going to be, well, don't be like everybody else. Be different. Now, again, you're not going to go to a baseball networking game. Like, you know, they have sports networking events. You're not going to go there dressed in a suit and tie unless you want to. So that's on you. And you think you're going to meet with the manager or the head person or whatever. Now, for women, what should we wear? Well, ladies, this is not hard and fast. This is Lilisa's what to wear. And I have been asked by many people over the past 20 years to do Dress for Success workshops, and I've done them a lot of places. I've done them in the high schools. I've done them in the colleges. I've even done them in the prison, what to wear, and done them in businesses, what to wear. Okay, ladies, this is just a guideline. And you can go online. All the things I'm telling you, you can go online and find this information. This is just a guideline of what to wear. Well, ladies, you can also wear a shoe. You can also wear a suit. I said you can also wear a shoe. Well, hopefully you wear shoes unless you're the Flintstones. Therefore, if you're the Flintstones, you just kind of go barefoot. But since you're not the Flintstones, and you're not Wilma, you're not Fred, you're not Barney, and you're not, I forget Barney's wife's name, okay? So you go with shoes on, but you ladies can also wear a suit. Now, I'm going to tell you why I love this suit. And you can get, there's so many kinds of suits. You can get pantsuit, skirt suit, all kinds of suits. Here, safari-looking suit, a leisure suit. There's all kinds of suits. What I love about the suit is that it's easy. You got top and bottom, you're good to go. And one of my favorite kinds of suits are the type where the jacket buttons all the way up to the collar or near the collar. Therefore, I don't need a blouse. I don't have to worry about, well, what kind of blouse am I going to wear under it? I can just throw on a nice little pearl necklace, not one of these big flamboyant necklaces. Those are nice for expressing yourself later. Unless you are an entertainer, unless you are a graphic art designer, someone, a sculptor, a painter, you know, an artist, you need to show that you're creative. That's fine. But everybody else can wear the nice little pearl necklace. You should have at least one. They're not that expensive. Just have one in your wardrobe, and that way you're good to go. You just wear it whenever you need to. So you wear that when you go in the nice little suit. Now, I don't care what color. Today, I mean, there was a time when it had to be blue and all of that. Then it was like blue or dark gray. Okay, that's still good if you're going to get a job at AT&T or some other highly, highly professional kind of company that sees themselves that way. That's fine. But today you can pretty much wear almost any color. Okay? Nice suit. And for shoes, they should not have an open toe. But today it is becoming more and more commonplace to have a peep toe. That's not too bad. It's just a peep. But the flat out open toe, unless it's summer, and even in the summer, certain events, I still have a pair of pumps to wear in the summer because, again, you know, first impressions are lasting, and we're just talking about the impression that you're giving off, okay? And, again, you're standing out because I tell you, if you come in the room dressed like that, heads are going to turn. Why? Because some people are just so hell-bent on expressing themselves everywhere they are. Like, you know, okay, so you like purple hair, so you want to wear purple hair everywhere, that kind of thing. Or, you know, the really, really large, you know, necklaces. That's fine when you're hanging out with your friends on a weekend or an evening out at the movies. All that's great. When you're going to a professional networking, I'm just talking about professional networking event right now, okay? So what else do people forget to do? What else do people forget to do? So we said that people forget to make themselves known. Well, I guess you could say they kind of forget that first impressions are lasting. I don't know why so many people forget that, but most people forget that first impressions are lasting. And there you have it. So when you go into a networking event, make sure you do that. The next thing people, and then we talked about follow-up. The one of the number one reasons that people do not benefit from the networking is that they do not follow up. They go out, they gather up a bunch of business cards, but they don't know who was on those business cards. So because I was talking about this one Tuesday, you know, I have a Wednesday night business class that I teach at the local community college. So, of course, I said to them, I had 24 students last night. So we have, no, 23. We have about 25 students in the class. And I'm giving you that number so we can see how many we keep at the end. So it's a 16-week course. So let's I'll continue to give you feedback on the number of students to see how many start with us and see how many end at the end. But there were a couple people missing tonight, last night. So I asked them, okay, how many of you have your own business? And about four or five of them raised their hand. And I says, okay, tell us about your business. So I went to the first person, and he began to tell me about his business that he sells houses. He takes houses, he fixes them up, and then he flips them, he resells them. And he was a young man. He couldn't have been no more than about 24, 25, and maybe not even that old. And I said, oh, great, congratulations. I said, now, give me your business card. And he goes, well, I don't have it. I was like, oh, well, I said, that's your first mistake. I said, you're not a real business owner then. What do you mean? Oh, business. I said, no, because you don't have a business card. How can you tell me that you're a business owner? You don't even have the bare necessity. So if you were, you can't even network with anybody because you don't even have a card to give. And everybody was kind of laughing and what have you. And he was trying to make all these excuses. And I shut him down on every excuse he tried to give. But I was trying to teach him, young man, you can make them at home. You can go to Staples and get paper. Even if you don't buy the cardboard kind of paper that you can, that's perforated, that will help you make your business card, you can just buy regular cardstock for like $6. Comes like 500 sheets. And then go right to that same Staples, and they got paper, nice paper cutters. You can just cut it. It's very, very easy to at least have a business card, at least have the look of a business card. And so we kind of laughed about that. And so I went to the next lady. She says, oh, I'm an event planner. Our business has been around for about a year. We plan weddings. I said, oh, where'd you been? Well, we didn't have it yet. I was like, oh, excuse me. No, you told me you've been in business for a year now. You had plenty of time to get it. So then she began to come up with, well, we didn't make it yet. All these other things. I said, okay, good. Thank you. Next. So I went on to the next young man, and he, before I even got, as a matter of fact, he didn't even raise his hand when I said it. He just whipped out his business card and began to pass it up in the class to me because he was sitting in the back. Well, he not only had a business card professionally done, his picture was on it. So I said all that to kind of get us to that point. I say to people, if you're going to be networking, put your face on your card, so people can at least make the connection. Because some people, they can remember your face when they couldn't remember the name. And if your conversation, if you left them with something very interesting that you do in your conversation, trust me, they're going to remember you. They will remember you. So networking, you know, can be fun. And the good thing is that it is fun. But it's also important. Again, if you are a business owner, you have to network. You don't have a choice. You don't have a choice, okay? You want to be a success in your business, you have to go out and network. I'm so proud of my sister there in Cincinnati, Ohio. She has networked with someone, and now she's going to be interviewed on one of the major radio stations there by a major radio personality, Mr. Lincoln Ware. He's been around since I was a teenager. He was DJing on WCIN. For years, which was at one point it was our only major radio station for all of your R&B type of music. It was WCIN. Now in Cincinnati, there are several radio stations, but Cincinnati was the only station, and it used to be right there in Avondale, right there. I forget the name of the street. It used to be on, I believe now it's on Reading Road, but it used to be on a street over by Alaska. So for those of you who are from the Cincinnati area, you pretty much know what I'm talking about. And I remember as teenagers, we used to always go over there because, you know, they would be giving away free tickets. And back in those days, you didn't have cell phones. You didn't have internet. You didn't have email. Can you imagine? Just imagine a world without email. Isn't that funny? Or a world without texting. So back in those days, what DJs would do, they would say, the first one over to the station, the first 10 people that show up at the station, we're going to get a ticket to see the Whatnots, the Dales, the Ohio Players, and all the various people that used to come to Cincinnati. And so, you know, it was a local, their facility was very local right there in Avondale. And we'd make our way over there to get those tickets, you know, we were trying to get there. I don't know if we ever quite got there in time to get them, but, you know, there were people who lived right next door because it used to be on the street where there were residential homes. And, of course, the people living right next door would be there. The other station we had back then, I can't think of the name of it now, but it was out of Dayton, Ohio. And it was also the R&B, very popular station. And they used to do the same thing. The first one at the studio gets the tickets. Well, that's all I have to share with you today, I believe, on networking. I think that's it. Make sure that you don't end up like those one out of three people who forget to do the follow-up, forget to make their purpose known. And absolutely, people forget that they have to establish, you know, a purpose. People have to know, What should I wear? We also talked last week about how to present yourself, how to introduce yourself. There's tips and tricks on how to remember people's names. There's a way to make people remember your name. I talked about that on Tuesday, how to make people remember your name, tell something funny, attach your name to something that people already know. Like, for instance, if my name was, Sarah Bucks, and I was introducing myself, I was like, oh, you know, my name is Sarah Bucks, like Starbucks. Everybody knows Starbucks, so every time, you know, and now I've connected my name to something they know. And then as you're trying to remember, okay, who is this lady? I know it had something to do with Starbucks. Oh, yeah, Bucks, Sarah Bucks, like that. That's how you can get people to remember your name. Attach it to something they already know. Like if your name was, boy, just think, anybody last name, you know, Twiddle or anything like that, boy, they're gonna do well because they can say, oh, yeah, you know, like Twitter, you know, a lot of people know Twitter today, people that didn't even want to know Twitter. Now, another great networking site for business professionals, they tell me, I have an account with them for over 2 years now, is LinkedIn. Actually, I've had an account with LinkedIn since 2005 or 2006. And the reason being is because the person that I was connected with, he was in LinkedIn when they first started LinkedIn, and he sent out requests to all the people that he knew to join LinkedIn. And because it was him, I did join. But I wasn't active on LinkedIn. I barely had a profile up there, but I had something. But now a lot of people are using LinkedIn, and yeah, LinkedIn, LinkedIn, LinkedIn. So you're saying I'm LinkedIn, I'm connected to somebody. It's just like it's a big networking site, and a lot of business professionals use it. Now, if you are and we thank you for staying tuned. We thank you in the chat room. You've continued with the show. We also thank those that are on the switchboard that are listening to the show. If you have a question about networking or you want to make a comment, if you hit your number one key, I will definitely open up your phone line and take your call, take your question, or take your comment. Don't forget, networking is the success to your business. And I know there are a lot of business owners out there who are listening right now. I know a lot of you have your own businesses. There was a lady in my class last night, and she had a network marketing business, and she wasn't going to raise her hand. I said, oh, you better raise your hand. That is a legitimate form of business ownership, direct selling. As a matter of fact, that's how a lot of people got started. They were selling Amway, or they were selling Avon, or they were selling the Shaklee products or Nutrilife. So a lot of people got their business success start from selling at home, or they call it direct selling. Well, what we have in store for you tomorrow, if you're going to tune back in tomorrow on the Coach Felisa Show, we will be here tomorrow morning for another great show. Also, we have an event. We're not having that event that we were going to be having this Saturday. That event is actually being rescheduled. So that event will not be taking place on Saturday. But we are going to be having our event on October the 16th. So if you have anyone in this area, please tell them and let them know. That's going to be awesome. That will be at the Wyndham Hotel in Newark, New Jersey. And don't forget, I am also starting my Dare to Dream coaching and mentoring program. I did ask a question on Facebook, and I'll ask the question to you all as well. And that is, what are you doing with the gifts that God has placed on the inside of you? So I have at least one answer already, and this person has stated that they always use their inner and outer strength. And they said that's the greatest gift that God has given us, besides will go as we please, gave us besides will go will to go. Oh, he gave us a will to do as we please. He said that's a great gift. And he feels as though anyone who is not using all of their tools is a waste, and they have a one-track mind. He says, I have 4 children. My scope is wide open, providing and making sure that they have the opportunities that he didn't, and that they might actually have a wonderful life blow in this life. So there you have it. You have to know what it is, what gift do you have on the inside of you. Again, that is some of the activities that we will be doing once we start the program. Yes, so I'm very excited about that. Don't forget to network. Network everywhere you can. Network anywhere you can. If you are a business owner, you must network. And even if you already have a job, you can still network. You never know. It might lead to a new job. It might lead to a better job. It might lead to you doing better on the job you currently have. You may network and find a mentor that can teach you things that you didn't know before that will help you be a success in the company. Well, it's been great. It's been real. Go out, make it happen for yourself, for others, and we'll see you back here tomorrow morning on Coach Felisa. I'll put the topic out on Facebook. Look for it.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach Felisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach Felisa Show can be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach Lil Lisa J. Williams.